Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Borough Assembly passed a recent ordinance to conduct a road access feasibility study on a parcel of land in Seward. The intent of the study is to determine the viability of the acquisition of the 80-acre parcel in the Blueberry Hill area. According to the memorandum attached to the ordinance, the Blueberry Hill area in Seward has been identified as an important location for long-term future community expansion. Seward City Manager Kat Sorensen spoke in favor of the acquisition, calling it a strategic investment in the future growth and development of both Seward and the Kenai Peninsula.
This parcel presents a rare and valuable opportunity to unlock access to already owned developable land and explore the opportunities that come with it.
Ed Obert, Soldotna resident and former assistant to Borough Mayor Dale Bagley, said he believes it is in the Borough's best interest to leave the land acquisition and development to private companies.
Let the private sector do its job. The mayor's frustrated with me, but I don't care. Land coming from the federal government to the state to the borough, land selections was to help offset the cost of providing governmental services to the citizens of the area, not to go buy some piece of property to spend money that you don't have.
Borough Mayor Peter Michicki emphasized, however, that the role of the feasibility study is to determine the viability of a land acquisition.
There's a reason there's a study in here. I have no intention of supporting a purchase if the feasibility study were to come back, which I highly doubt at this point. But if it were to come back and say that it's unbuildable, it doesn't do us a lot of good.
The borough would share the cost of the study with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, who would also benefit from future road access and land planning activities in the Blueberry Hill area. The total study cost would not exceed $50,000. The ordinance passed by a final vote of 8-1. Assemblymember Cindy Eklund was the lone no vote. The Kenai City Council approved a resolution to redirect public safety capital to project funds. With more, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution to redirect public safety capital project funds to complete the emergency services facility assessment. The facility has significant maintenance issues requiring a new roof and other elements that could cost millions of dollars. Through the FY24 budget and Ordinance 3422-2224, $100,000 was appropriated for the Fire Department flooring replacement project, which is currently on hold to complete the emergency services facility programming and assessment project. The city budgeted $150,000 for the programming study on the city's 50-year-old public safety building. Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank mentioned the funds would provide time for Lee Frey, the Public Works Director, and the Public Works Department to work on the project's administration. It also provides contingency if there's additional environmental testing, but he said the contingency won't be spent unless it's needed.
We know that that facility has asbestos in it. We've been battling that on some other upgrades we've been doing over time. And we just want to make sure we have enough money to complete this project.
For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
King salmon fishing on the Kenai River has been closed by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for the third consecutive year. Kings were designated a stock of concern by the department, which posted several fishery closures and gear restrictions on Tuesday, February 11th.
We're falling way below that requirement of the 14250, and so we are directed to close the fishery to all retention until we have better in-season data saying that we're going to make that goal.
That was area management biologist Phil Stacy. The 2025 preseason forecast for late-run king salmon is 8,742 fish, and the total run forecast is less than the recovery escapement goal of 14,250. That would make this the second lowest run in the past 38 years. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.